On Thursday's Zone Daily Podcast, I might have a championship team. Maybe. Or at least a team that's playing in a championship. Doesn't happen often for me, but my Atlanta Braves get one game away from the World Series with a chance to go ahead and punch their ticket with a National League title here tonight. Plus, Buck Rising catches up with Greg Cosell on the install, who says that Derrick Henry wasn't the biggest reason why the Titans won on Monday night against the Buffalo Bills. We'll tell you who and how the Titans picked up that victory. It's the Zone Daily. It's Thursday, and it starts right now.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Voling.
The Atlanta Braves, just one day after a huge loss to the Los Angeles Dodgers, in which they led 5-2 in the eighth inning, got a win yesterday. A bullpen game against a 20-game winner in Julio Urias. And the Braves, behind two home runs by Eddie Rosario, a home run and a home run robbery by Adam Duvall, plus a Freddie Freeman solo shot, are one game away from the World Series for the second straight year. Now, Braves fans, like me, I know what you're thinking. Well, we had them 3-1 last year. The Dodgers, they came back last year. It was the same exact formula. The first four games have followed the identical script of what happened last season. The key difference is that last season was played at a neutral site, and Atlanta just has to win one game of one on the road and two at home. Now, tonight, they also have Max Fried, their pitcher who had a 1.74 ERA in the second half of this season, going tonight against a bullpen game for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Braves can kill this thing off tonight. They can finish the job tonight. They can make their fans start to believe again that the Atlanta sports curse is a little bit less, at least this year, than the Los Angeles Dodgers curse in October. Last year was an anomaly. The Los Angeles Dodgers on a neutral site, easier to come back when they don't have to play two games on the road out of the last three. If you're the Braves, you cannot give them any life in this game tonight. If you lose, make it close. Don't get blown out. Max Fried has to be Max Fried, the California native who went to Harvard Westlake High School right there just outside of L.A. A huge opportunity for him to finish off his hometown Dodgers tonight and send the Atlanta Braves to their first World Series since 1999. The Braves scored more runs than anybody in the National League once Ronald Acuña went out. And now as Acuña watches from the sidelines, a depleted Braves roster has a chance to make me believe that one of my teams could actually win a title. Crazy, right? I think a lot of us that cheer for the Atlanta Braves are starting to think if it's okay to feel comfortable. I still don't. I will not feel safe until the final out has been recorded in this NLCS. But for right now, I think there's a huge opportunity tonight for Max Fried to carry this team into the World Series against a bullpen game for the Dodgers, a Dodgers lineup that looked totally lost yesterday against some bad Braves relievers. There's a good chance to punch your ticket to the World Series coming up here tonight if you are like me and are cheering for the Atlanta Braves. All right, so we transition to what we normally do here on every Thursday. We give you a portion of the install with Greg Cosell. And let me take this time again. Obviously, we do this show every weekday, 5 a.m., 10 to 15 minutes to start your day in the city of Nashville and beyond. First of all, also, while I'm still here, the Atlanta Braves are Nashville's Major League Baseball team. So, obviously, I'm going to lump them in because this is my show. And if you want to listen to other analysis, you can just go find another podcast. Anyway, I digress. Buck Rising talks with Greg Cosell every Wednesday. This show is released at 6 p.m. Central every Wednesday. If you have not subscribed to this show, you're missing out on the best analyst, the best analysis, the best insight into how the Titans are doing whatever that they are doing. And on yesterday's show, on the install with Greg Cosell, Greg mentioned to Buck that he was not the most impressed with Derrick Henry in this game, despite the fact that he's the single most impressive player playing in the NFL right now. Single most dominant player playing in the NFL right now. Greg Cosell is a big Derrick Henry guy, but on Monday night, it was about somebody else stealing the show, and specifically on offense for the Titans to pick up the win on Monday.
As great as Derrick Henry is, and as I mentioned, I think he's the most dominant individual player in the game right now, I didn't really view him after watching the tape as the reason they won. I thought that what they did in the second half in the pass game with all those in-breakers to Brown and all those play-action in-breakers, which they do all the time. You know, I tend to call it bang play-action, where it's the fake handoff, and Tannehill either takes kind of a three-step drop or a quick five-step drop. It's bang play-action, bang meaning quick. And that's something they've done. You know, I'm sure people listening who are Titans fans can picture how many times they've done that since they've gotten A.J. Brown. He scored touchdowns on that, where he catches a ball at, you know, 10 yards or 12 yards and goes for a touchdown. He's done that four, five, six times in his career, some in the 60, 70 yard range. So that's a staple of what they do. It's a staple of what they've done for years, you know, since Brown's been here. And, you know, I never question coaches, because I know what I do and I know how hard they work. But I guess I felt watching the tape thinking that, you know, that's a staple. I was somewhat surprised that the Bills didn't do a better job taking that away, but it's not easy to take away because of all the elements that are involved in the play that you have to react to defensively.
Go listen to that entire conversation. You've got lots of stuff on the Titans going into Kansas City. What makes this Kansas City team different from past years? A really good conversation right there that you will not want to miss every Wednesday. Go ahead and subscribe. Yeah, you'll be ready for new episodes coming up every week here on our podcast network at 104.5 The Zone. So last night, over across the Cumberland River at Nissan Stadium, folding tables were safe. There was no stress for Nashville SC, who picks up a 1-1 draw against defending MLS champions Columbus Crew in front of 18,000 people in Nissan Stadium. It was a really good starting 11 for Gary Smith's team for Nashville. You get Walker Zimmerman back. You get CJ Sapong, Hani Mukhtar, and Randall Leal as your front three. And that front three has been terrific. But for a lot of this game, Nashville was the second best team. They were really bad. Lucas Zelarayan, a very good player for Columbus, scored the first goal of this game. And then 2 minutes later, Nashville SC's MVP candidate. We talk a lot about Derrick Henry as an MVP candidate. Hani Mukhtar for Nashville SC controlled a Daniel Rios pass, finished, and in the 77th minute, Nashville SC were level. It is their 16th draw of the season, so they are two draws away. They've got four games left from equaling the MLS record for most draws in a single season. Now, you red-blooded football fans out there are not going to like hearing that. This is not my way to grow any fans within Major League Soccer, but it is still pretty remarkable. And with just three losses on the year, they are poised to surpass the previous best of four losses in a year. That's speaking more to your language. I should have probably led with that. That's on me. Anyway, Nashville SC's last home loss was November 4th, 2020, against FC Dallas last year. Nashville SC's next home game is November 7th of this year. Nashville SC will have gone an entire calendar year without losing a game at home in Nissan Stadium. That's impressive because Nashville SC doesn't even have that big of a home field advantage yet. They haven't moved to this brand new soccer stadium that I've gotten a personal tour of and is terrific, by the way. They are utilizing a kind of good home field advantage, and they're beating and drawing really good teams, including this Columbus side that has been disappointing this year, but still won Major League Soccer's Cup in 2020. This team is really good. It picks up a good, not great draw last night. Saturday will be their biggest game of the season against Philadelphia Union on the road. Philadelphia is third in the Eastern Conference. Nashville is second in the Eastern Conference. They have a three-point cushion over Philadelphia. So with goal differential being an advantage of Nashville SC, they will leave Philadelphia on Saturday as the second-place team in MLS. But it's going to be interesting to see how that one goes, because those are two teams that will be looking for a win, and Nashville could do themselves a wonder or a world of good if they're able to go to Philadelphia and get a win on Saturday. So that's our show today. Tomorrow, we have got a high school football preview of the biggest game in Tennessee this year. CPA at Lipscomb, live on 104.5 The Zone in Week 10, coming up tomorrow night. Going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to hanging out with my guy Lucas Panzica, as always, until 11 o'clock. There's 2 weeks left in the high school football season. We'll have much more coverage coming up for you over the next couple weeks here on The Zone. But for now, we say goodbye, and as always, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.